You're listening to a Kitchen Counter Podcast Quick Fix. Give me 5 minutes or less, and I'll give you the tools that you can put to work right away in your home cooking toolkit. Hey, everybody. Roger here with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to this episode of Quick Fix. Today, I am doing a part two to a quick fix I did last time when I talked about strawberries and balsamic vinegar. Today, I'm going to be talking about something that goes really well with some other berries, spicy rum sauce. So last quick fix, I talked about strawberries and balsamic, and it actually turned out to be one of my most popular episodes. And I've got to admit, it had me feeling just a little bit guilty because when I talked about the strawberries, I talked about all sorts of other berries coming into season, at least now here in Oregon in the Willamette Valley. But I just kind of went on to talk about the strawberries and the balsamic, and I neglected all those other berries that make springtime so amazing. So I don't have time to do a quick fix on every berry. So to rectify that situation, I thought I'd come back and talk about rum sauce, which really goes great with just about every other type of berry. And the bonus is it's really, really easy to make. Now, it does require a little cooking, unlike the strawberries and balsamic, but it's really quick and simple, and you can make it a day or two ahead of time if you need to. Just store it in the fridge, and you'll need to reheat it before you serve it. So the spicy rum sauce, you can just drizzle over your berries and ice cream or bread pudding or apple pie or cake or whatever you want. It really goes great with tons of stuff. And by the way, you don't even need berries to make the rum sauce. Just make it whenever you need a nice sweet sauce that you can serve with tons of different desserts. So for the notes to this episode and the recipe, just head over to kitchencounterpodcast.com/28. All right, here's what you'll need to make the rum sauce. 3/4 cup packed brown sugar, 1/2 cup unsalted butter. That's 1 stick of butter. 1/2 cup cream, and you can use whipping cream or half and half works great as well. 3 tablespoons of dark rum and 1 stick of cinnamon or 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. Now, if you're wondering what kind of rum to use, well, you can really use whatever you have on hand or whatever kind of rum you like or want. I find personally that the Meyer's dark rum is a great all-purpose rum for cooking. It's great for mixing drinks. But you could certainly use a spiced rum or even a light rum with good results. And also, if you like your sauce more or less sweet, you can, of course, adjust the brown sugar up and down a little to suit your taste. Okay, once you have all your ingredients together, here's what you'll want to do. Grab a heavy bottom saucepan and heat that up over medium heat. You want to add the butter and the brown sugar and stir until the butter melts and the sugar becomes smooth. This will probably take a minute or two. Then you'll add the rum, the cream, and the cinnamon and bring the mixture up to a simmer. And you'll simmer this uncovered until the sauce thickens, which probably will take 5 to 10 minutes. And that's it. It's ready to serve. And you'll want to serve it right away warm because once it cools, it'll get really thick and it'll be difficult to work with. So there you go. You've now got a simple but decadent and very rich sauce that makes all those other berries shine. Now, personally, I would prefer it with a more tart berry like a raspberry or a blackberry. But really, you can't go wrong with any berry you want to use this with. And as I mentioned before, you don't even need to have berries. This sauce is really great for all sorts of sweet desserts, and it's something you can whip up with stuff you've probably got on hand on short notice. So thank you so much for listening to this quick fix episode of the Kitchen Counter Podcast. I also want to say thank you really quickly to Bree, who tried out the strawberries and balsamic from last time and tweeted me a picture and told me how great they turned out. So I really appreciate that. That was fun. So thank you so much. If you'd like to get in touch with me, and I sure would love to hear from you, you can email me at feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com. You can find me on Twitter at TKCPodcast or facebook.com/kitchencounterpodcast. And of course, if you want to listen to the show, you can find me on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, TuneIn Radio, or right here at home on kitchencounterpodcast.com. Once again, I'm Roger with the Kitchen Counter Podcast, and until next time, happy cooking.